Did you know that there are underwater reefs in the harbor of life? One hazard to mental and physical health can be in our medicines and in the drinks we are so accustomed to. June is Seniors' Mental Health Month, so we looked for information, for knowledge that can give us a chance to make course corrections. In a recent conversation with gerontologist Marilyn White Campbell, we learned that, it's not about the paint job, it's about the odometer. That's a car factoid and wisdom for human aging that translates well to humans. White Campbell was the co-chair for the alcohol guidelines for older adults with substance use disorders. She works for Baycrest as a geriatric addiction specialist for BSO. She says that as we age, our metabolism changes. New alcohol use guidelines advise one regular alcoholic drink per day for women, just 5 drinks per week, with 2 non-drinking days on the weekly calendar. Standards for men are generally 7 drinks per week. She says alcohol is a drug, like any other drug. If you look at the data for substance abuse costs in Canada, alcohol is by far the highest healthcare cost in the country. It's older adults that are the costliest. It has been the most broadly used, and there's a doubling effect that can show up in later life. When you factor in conditions that often accompany aging, like high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart conditions, as well as decreased liver function, you cannot continue to consume alcohol as if you were 40. One concern and something that was considered in the new alcohol use guidelines is the fact that alcohol is rated as a level 1 carcinogen. It is linked to cancers of the liver, pancreas, breast, women, and esophagus. People with a bona fide drinking addiction should look to a healthcare professional for ways to do a very, very slow taper. It causes problems for them. It causes falls, increases their memory problems, and increases health issues with digestion and liver risks. For people with dementia, memory issues, she has this advice. I always recommend to cut down by using de-alcoholized beverages, under medical supervision, having the doctor know what the alcohol use is at and doing a slow taper, one standard drink per week. She says that non-alcoholized products are amazing. The non-alcohol beverages produced by the alcohol industry maintain the flavor of the regular alcohol products. Marilyn White Campbell has good news for seniors who recognize that alcohol may be causing memory problems or other health issues. She says, if you maintain a healthy lifestyle like keeping mentally and physically fit and avoiding alcohol, you can maintain good mental and physical health into late life. Alcohol can contribute and accelerate the aging process, including increasing risk for dementia, poor mobility, and risk for falls, not to mention the cancers associated with use of alcohol.